Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing today?
I am okay. I'm busy. You're on the speakerphone, but it's just you and me here, so just to give you a heads up.
We're all alone.
Okay. All right. So let me see here. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area, and it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up KitchenRight and see if it's going to be a good fit for the first page of Google. I'm just kind of taking a look at everything here, Nick. Have you ever considered putting the company onto the first page of Google before?
Well, we have not done a lot of marketing, because a lot of our business is referral business and that sort of thing. So we don't do much in the way of marketing. Having said that, we just, recently have begun to revamp our website with the intention that we will do, some more marketing and, maybe YouTube videos and that sort of thing.
Right. And who's revamping the website for you?
A company called Engage.
Okay. And are they handling the marketing as well?
Well, I guess I would say not at this time, but that's kind of a sort of an unfair statement because I haven't asked them to do anything because we totally disassembled and reassembled the website. So the website was... And it's not really 100%, but it was not ready to be marketed, I should say. So we're redoing the website entirely from the ground up.
And that company is doing it for you, right?
I'm designing it. Essentially, they're implementing it.
Okay. All right, let me see here. And then once it's done, you're going to have them take care of the marketing. Is that my understanding?
No, that's not. They have marketing services available when I was answering your question. So I don't intend to personally do the marketing, but I do intend, my hope is that I will begin to create some videos, marketing videos, you know, YouTube type videos, as a review of, you know, the projects and things that we do and use those as a marketing vehicle. But I have not actually accomplished that yet because the website, as it was previously, I used to work with Link Media, but I decided to, relieve them of that, burden. And engage a different company who can do some e-commerce things that I want to do. So, Engage offered those services. So I'm redoing the website in anticipation of doing, some YouTube type videos and other things that we have not done before in the past. So that's the kind of the big picture. I'm open to possibilities.
Okay.
I don't have any, I'm not locked into any particular commitment. I can decide to do whatever we decide is worth doing.
Right. Whatever's going to fit best for the company. I understand. And I appreciate you taking the moment to explain that to me because at the end of the day, I don't want to step on anybody's toes or, you know, try to, take you away from something that's already working or give you doubt in what's working. But if you don't really have any direction as far as the marketing goes yet and you're open to it, then I would love to go over the details with you. I do believe that it would be a great fit. A little bit about my company, Local Splash. We've been in business for 19 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a Google Premier partnership. So what that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We won't work with anybody else who offers those same services that you provide to your clients, okay?
Well, I understand.
Now, with this, we have a starter package that's really great for our companies that are an established business. Like, I find your, I I find your Google business profile has one verified Google review, and then it does have like a little bit of information here about your company, but I definitely see where we can do improvement. We can add weekly posts. Of course, we want to capitalize on the reviews. You've been in business for a very long time. I'm sure there's plenty of people willing to say something nice about the company, right?
Yeah, that's another goal, but again, I do need to solicit reviews from what I'll tell you the reason it looks like it looks is that primarily over the years our business we have been a home advisor service provider and Angie's List. Okay, and so the reviews go on their sites.
Right.
So Google doesn't see those reviews.
No, they don't. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and that can be very, very tough, because if you ever stop using those companies for any reason, then they take those reviews down, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why I'm in the process of recreating our own direct website, and then I will solicit reviews from our customers, but not under the Home Advisor flag.
Platform,
But directly under Google. So I'm in the process of doing that. I have not actually done it yet, and primarily because the website in its former, anyway, I have already told you that decided that to have this website rebuilt. So it's pretty close. There's still some more things that have to be done, but it's getting very close to where it needs to be. And then I have to go through the process of soliciting, reviews. But that's going to happen whether I, work with you guys or anybody else.
Right.
That will happen on my own.
Right. And we have quite a few platforms in order to help you to gain and gather those 5-star reviews, Nick. So the cool thing about it is once you have the website completely up and running where you want it, we have a tiny URL or it's like a link that you can attach directly to the website, and it's a clickable review link. So it'll say leave us a review on Google, and it'll take your clients directly to the Google review section on your Google page, and they can go on and leave that 5-star review for you that way. Additionally, we also have a couple of other platforms in order to gain and gather the 5-star reviews on Google, because as you said, the most important place for those reviews to go is on Google. When they go in through Angie's, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, any of those type of pay-per-lead services, it's fantastic for those services in the fact that it does go ahead and advertise you there, and it does make you look, as fantastic as you are on that destination. But not everybody goes there, right? And 9 out of 10 people are going to go to Google. But in addition to that, if you ever stop that company, ever stop working with them for any reason, they're going to take those reviews down. So and once they're listed on Google, whether or not you continue working with our company or for any reason, if you ever saw fit to leave our company, which we don't anticipate that, but, those reviews are yours to keep because they go with the Google business listing. They go directly with the company. Okay, so they're sustainable. That's what I'm getting at.
I have to stop you for a second. I'll be happy to continue a discussion with you, but of course, the call came in random I am committed to get some other things done here before I have to leave. So if we want to schedule a time later in the week or something to carry on the conversation, I'll be happy to speak with you, but I'm going to get I'm going to get nervous about finishing something I have to do here pretty soon.
Okay.
So if you want to, schedule a call back with me.
Okay. So I'm here until 7 p.m. your time. Okay, I'm available 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. So what time is best for you?
Okay. Well, the later the better. So you could try me if you want before you go home at the end of the day. But I have a measure for a job that I sold yesterday. I have to measure it at 3:30 this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And whatever time it takes. So if I'm done by the time you call, good, I'll speak with you, but it's possible I may not. But it could, the later the better. So just whatever, you want to call me 6:30 or something, whatever, give me a call. I'll be happy to talk to you if I can.
Okay, and on a scale of 9, you know, out of 1 to 10, what is your interest level in this position and hearing about the details, possibly moving forward?
Well, I get these calls five times a day. So, you know, I have a wide variety. I mean, I could talk to people about this forever because everybody that calls says exactly the same thing, right? Oh, we'll get you on the first page of Google. And it's exactly the same thing. Everybody says exactly the same thing, which, of course, always impossible because I get 10 of these, you know, or 5 anyway a day, you know, 5 to 10 a week. Mm-hmm. And I am interested from the perspective, as I've already explained to you, mm-hmm. that I wanted to move away from reliance on the Home Advisor. Mm-hmm. Not that I would necessarily stop buying leads. You know, you get the leads from somewhere. Whether whether you do an ad or a magazine or a home mm-hmm. show or wherever, you know, you get leads, right?
So,
you know, of course, I get people call me, you know, you're terrible things. And so it's, well, you know, everything else has its issues too, you know. You know, mm-hmm. you could do a magazine ad and get zero out of it, and you can, you know, whatever. So anyway, I am interested in having more control over our destiny from a marketing perspective. So mm-hmm. I'll be willing to listen to whatever it is you have to say. But I get a lot of these calls. I mean, and everybody says the same thing. You know, they do.
Yeah.
So.
They might say the same thing, but whether or not they can actually prove it, I mean, we're a Google Premier partner, so there are some things that set us apart from our competitors, but I understand where you're coming from and what you're saying. What's the one thing that separated you from moving forward with one of them?
I'm not ready, because as I told you, I decided that the website that we had was just a placeholder website for years.
Okay.
And it didn't really do anything for the prospect of a new version of marketing. So the new version of marketing, if I actually do it, is going to be more based on YouTube videos and things like that to also set us apart from, you know, we have a big, rich history of 1,000 jobs or more, actually. If I can leverage that into, you know, to YouTube how-to things and that sort mm-hmm. of thing, which is my goal. I'm not sure how much of a fantasy it is, but, that's my objective. And so, there was no point, in doing any sort of marketing and not have any place for them to go.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah. We really got to have something that's compelling website. So, mm-hmm. but it's getting there. It's almost there. It's still rough around the edges. It's getting there. The other thing too, I'll tell you. So, you know, I'll give you a little more ammunition to come back to me with, you know, to you.
I like you, Nick.
So, and that is that historically we're an installation service company, right? Mm-hmm. You want to remodel your kitchen, we can do it. You
I
can do
that.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
We
cabinets,
do we do
mm-hmm.
refacing, we do refinishing, we do full tear out, you know, start to finish, ground floor, you know, just tear it all down to zero and build it all back up again. So we do simple jobs and complex jobs or whatever. But the other thing I want to do mm-hmm. is I want to essentially I'm designing it so that we can start an e-commerce section for the do-it-yourself homeowner who may want to buy cabinet doors and cabinet refacing material so that we can expand our footprint. Our installation footprint is limited by geography. You can only drive so far to get to a job, right?
Right.
And so we essentially do Sarasota. We don't even do the whole counties anymore because the traffic in Sarasota area is growing leaps and bounds. And so the traffic is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And where we could usually, you know, drive out to a job that was, you know, 30 miles away or something in a reasonable time, mm-hmm. now it takes 2 hours. Yeah. So you know, you spend 4 hours of your workday in the truck driving back and forth. So our geography is limited. So that's the case with installed, what I'll just call installed services, right? Do the things that we put in ourselves. But I am interested in building a portion of our company on reselling doors and the guide and guidance, hence the YouTube videos for refinishing and reinstall and refinishing, cabinet, but for the do-it-yourself homeowner. So then it's not geography limited other than freight distance, but you know, the footprint can be half the United States easily, just throwing down until the freight costs get out of hand. But anyway, so that's the other portion of the site that never existed that I'm trying to build now. And so while I'm interested in our conventional installed business, that's the part that goes through HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. That's where all that business comes from. Of course, we got referrals and so on. But that's, you know, that's plan A. Plan B is selling reface components to the do-it-yourself market, supported by YouTube guidance. In the hopes that we could develop a market that is not sensitive to geography or as sensitive to geography. So you got the big picture now? You got to remember all this when you call me back, right?
No, I definitely understand everything that you're talking about. This, as you can imagine, I've been doing this for about 8 years, so the company's been around for 19. This isn't my first rodeo with what you're talking about. We have the ability to reach outside and target those specific zip codes and areas that you want to come up in, and even do like a blanket radius just to kind of test the waters and see how things are coming up, and we do it all at a flat rate. Depending on which way you want to go. If you want to go with Facebook ads or Google ads, the choice is yours. We also have our own pay-per-lead service called Google Guaranteed, which Google put out to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So it may be, you know, be that you want to go with a bigger package, something that's going to be a little bit more full coverage. But I definitely think that we need to have a time where you and I can actually sit down and talk and I can have your attention. So is it better to schedule something with you as opposed to like, hey, call me around 6:30 and maybe I'm ready to talk to you and maybe I'm still busy with the other guy?
We could do that, but I am on jobs during the day. So it's
I understand.
You know, it's,
tell me a time
it's more of
available.
A challenge. And, you know, I'm not sitting at a computer desk, you know, I'm not sitting at a desk, anytime I do, but it's 2 and 3 in the morning. So probably outside your window. but tomorrow I have a very, very busy day already. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I have an appointment midday. We could try to schedule something, just pick something late in the week and I'll try to keep to the schedule.
Okay, so you just let me know what time is best. Again, I'm here from 10 to 7. I can schedule something a little bit earlier, or I don't mind talking with you after 7 either because I work from home a lot of days. So, like, if you say, okay, 7:30 on Thursday is going to be better for me, or 7:30 on Wednesday or different time, then I can do that as well.
All right, so right now I don't have
Okay, this is what I don't want to, if you're not ready to commit to something at this moment, and I know you're busy, your time is short, I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. Once you look at your schedule, Nick, say, okay, you know what, Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. or 8 p.m., I only need about 20 minutes of your time. We can do a video call if you want, or we can just do a regular call. You text me back the time that you want.
3:30, 4:30, 5:30.
Yeah, exactly.
You could go ahead and do it tonight at 6:30. I should be back by 6:30.
Okay.
I have the 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 3 hours. So 6:37 tonight, you call me. You got my phone number?
I do, and I just sent you my text message as well. I got your number. 941-320-5151, Nick. I got you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, a lot of people got me, but I'm trying to escape.
All right. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Have a good day. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.